Chuck Schumer doubles down, stop this reckless Supreme Court nomination, it's too dangerous. By Hannah Blow on October 5, 2020. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, doubled down on his calls for the Senate Judiciary Committee to halt Judge Amy Coney Barrett's reckless Supreme Court confirmation hearing, contending that it is simply too dangerous to proceed. COVID is having a domino effect in the Capitol, and we need transparency and tracing. Three GOP senators have already tested positive, and we do not yet know the full extent of exposure, Schumer said on Sunday. If it's too dangerous to have the Senate in session, it's too dangerous for committee hearings, he added. The minority leader followed up on Monday, calling on the GOP to halt this increasingly reckless Supreme Court process and demanding thorough COVID testing for the Senate now. Americans see the similarity between GOP willingness to put senators and staff at risk in pursuit of power and their willingness to strip health care from millions. He added, repeating the false claim that a Justice Barrett would threaten health care for millions of Americans. Two members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senators Mike Lee, RUT, and Tom Tillis, RNC, have since tested positive for the virus. Both have struck optimistic tones, with Lee going as far as stating that he looks forward to being back in time to join his colleagues in the confirmation process for Barrett, which is slated to begin October 12. Schumer's line of attack has remained consistent over the last few days. Following President Trump's positive coronavirus diagnosis, the New York lawmaker scolded the administration for having what he described as a cavalier attitude toward the virus and ignoring science. Later that day, he declared that it was irresponsible and dangerous to move forward with a hearing and added that there is absolutely no good reason to do so. Neither Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, RSC, nor Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, have shown signs of delaying the process despite the emergence of coronavirus cases among lawmakers and members of the Trump administration. Most recently, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany announced that she, too, has tested positive for the virus. Full steam ahead with the fair, thorough, timely process that the nominee, the court, and the country deserve, McConnell said on Friday.